The photographs that you mentioned, the Obama administration has reversed course on this and is fighting your motion to have those photographs released. And the president's argument now is this, that the release would put troops in greater danger, would further inflame anti-American opinion. What do you say to that?
Well, I think the problem with that argument is that it really has no limit. These are records that the government itself concedes display flagrantly unlawful conduct by U.S. personnel. Their disclosure is critical to informing the public about the scope and scale of the Bush administration's torture policies and of the connection between the abuse that occurred on the ground and the policies that were instituted by high-level officials. To say that a record should be withheld because it could generate outrage or it could be inflammatory would, in essence, allow the government to withhold all kinds of records depicting the worst kinds of human rights abuses precisely on the grounds that this would be inflammatory. So really, this would shut down, in effect, the Freedom of Information Act, the very purpose of which is to uncover government misconduct and to promote government accountability.
Is there, though, something different between the release of a document and the release of photographs? I mean, the Obama administration's position is that these photographs don't add to our understanding of what happened. They are just, by their nature, inflammatory and destructive.
These photographs, the government concedes, depict the abuse of prisoners. And yes, they are different from text because images convey what words possibly cannot. And moreover, the government has not contended that there is sufficient text describing all of what happened in these photos. In fact, that would be impossible. The whole point of getting these photos out into the public domain is so that the best evidence of the treatment of prisoners can be aired and the public can draw its own conclusions.